Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter Virtues of Knowledge, Virtues of Ilm, we explained true ilm is that knowledge that takes a person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that knowledge that instills the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a person's heart and propels him, motivates him to do those things that pleases Allah ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today's hadith in Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, Balighu anni walo ayah, wa hadithu an bani Israel wala haraj, wa man kadhaba alayya muta'ammidan fal yatabawwa maq'adahu minan nar, rawahu al-Bukhari. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, convey from me even if it is one verse. From me convey, even if it is one verse. Here, a single verse may refer to only the Quran Sharif, or it also encompasses the knowledge of ahadith, fiqh, and anything that is related to Quran Sharif. And then the next part of the hadith says, relate from the Bani Israel, there is no harm. So what is meant by this, relate from the Bani Israel? In other words, from the incidents of the Bani Israel, lessons and advices that they may contain. However, this should only be done if there is the incident is such that it is not false, fabricated, or it is going against our principles, going against the principle of Islam, going against our aqidah, etc., then we shouldn't narrate the incidents of the Bani Israel. Here we also find in Quran Sharif, in Hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hadith mentions about the Bani Israel, incidents from them, so that we can take lessons. For us to be mentioning it, we must be such that is not fabricated, nor should it be such that these incidents go against our aqidah. So that is something that is very important. And the third part of this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who deliberately fabricates a lie against me should prepare his abode in Jahannam, should prepare his abode in hellfire. This hadith mentioned Bukhari Sharif, Musnad Ahmad and Darimi. What is very important to remember here, especially in our times and age, these people just get messages on their phones and they forward it. Hadith, this is a hadith, that's a hadith. Here we see there's such strong warnings for a person that is fabricating, making up hadith, or just quoting things that he doesn't even know whether it's in hadith, not a hadith, whether it's authentic, whether it's not authentic. So we got to be very careful, especially when we receive. If we're not sure, better just leave it out. There's no need. We won't get any guna for not forwarding any hadith. There'll be no guna. In fact, there'll be more reward, because the person is being extra cautious. He doesn't know whether this thing is correct. He's not sure. Allah Ta'ala didn't make him responsible to forward messages. So there'll be no guna for him. Best thing for him to do is to leave it. If he wants, he can find out from an alim that would know, that would check up and explain to him. But otherwise, a person should just leave it, especially in today's time and age. And sometimes if you want to quote something also, be very careful. If we're not sure of the wordings also, then we make sure that we'll say the mafhum of the hadith is like this. So a person is being careful that he is not quoting hadith, the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, wrongly. Therefore you find muhaddisin have taken very, very detailed caution, very, very detailed trouble to preserve the words of the hadith correctly. Many times we did hadith, the narrator of the hadith will say it was like this, or it was like this. In other words, even his doubt also, he'll express his doubt so that he doesn't fabricate anything against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Another thing we learn, as far as the Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is concerned, as far as the knowledge of Quran Sharif is concerned, is that it is very, very great. All these days we're doing the virtues of Quran Sharif, the virtues of ilm. There is a very great reward for it. At the same time, we've got to be cautious about the way we obtain it. We make it cautious about the way we relate it and narrate it. We make it cautious about the way we make it a point to practice it. Coming back to the virtues of ilm, in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ, that the best amongst you, the best of you is who? Those that learn Quran Sharif and those that teach it. In other words, they acquire the knowledge of Quran Sharif. Here we explain that everything that is related to the knowledge of Quran Sharif, it will include fiqh, it will include the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it will include the tafsir of the Quran Sharif. It will include learning the pronunciation also of the Quran Sharif. So everything that is linked to Quran Sharif, خَيْرُكُمْ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, the best of you is he who learns Quran Sharif and he teaches it. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, is mentioned in Abu Dawud Sharif, is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, is mentioned in Nasai, is mentioned in Ibn Majah. In many, many ahadith kitabs, authentic ahadith kitab, this hadith is mentioned. So the best of you, what is meant by the best of you, is the one that learns Quran. Rasulullah Sallam is saying it, his words, not our words, is the words of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The best of you is not the person that got the most investments, the person that is most handsome, the person that has got the best business, the person that has got the best education. He may be an engineer, he may be a doctor, he may be a lawyer, he may be a chartered accountant. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't say that is the best of you. He says, "Man ta'allama al-Qur'an wa 'allama," the person that learns, that obtains the knowledge of Quran Sharif, he is the best of you. So these are the words of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. "Wa'allama," and then thereafter, after obtaining it, he teaches others. So this is the best form of occupation any person can get into, depending on the time with ikhlas that he does it. This is the best thing that he can do, is learn the knowledge of Quran Sharif and teach it. Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali, in Fazail Amal, under this hadith, he mentions, he quotes the hadith of Hazrat Sa'id radiallahu anhu, the knowledge of Quran Sharif. Allah has blessed him. In other words, Allah has blessed him. He has acquired the knowledge of Quran Sharif, and he considers someone else to be more fortunate than him, someone else who's given another favor. Maybe a person has got a big business, maybe a person has got a lot of wealth, maybe a person has got a very beautiful wife, or he's got beautiful children, or a person is now an engineer, a person is a lawyer, a person is a rocket scientist, a person is an accountant. So this person that acquired knowledge of Quran Sharif, he's considering that person to be more fortunate. He's thinking that person is more fortunate than him. This person has shown disrespect to the favor that Allah has given him. The favor of Quran Sharif that Allah has given him, the knowledge of Quran Sharif, he has shown disrespect to that knowledge of Quran Sharif by considering somebody else more fortunate than him. How dangerous this is. The person that has got knowledge of Quran Sharif, has got the ilm, he should realize that he is from khayrukum, he is from the best of people. So long as this person believes in it, he practices upon it, he does it with ikhlas, with sincerity, then Allah Ta'ala will make him from amongst those. We should all make dua. It's not hard, we should all make dua. Allah, make us from amongst the people of ilm, the people of knowledge. Because we also want to be from amongst the best. In everything of the dunya, we want the best. So as far as our deen also, we want the best. Now this is when a person is looking with the gauge of akhirat. A person looking at the gauge of dunya, then according to his gauge of the dunya, that person that has got the best secular qualification, university qualification, that person that has got the best investment, that person that has got the best business, he is the best. But looking at it from the words and the gauge of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best amongst you is the person that has got, that learned, man ta'allam al-Qur'an, he has learned Qur'an Sharif. In other words, everything relating to Qur'an Sharif, wa'allama, and he teaches it. May Allah ta'ala give us also the tawfiq and desire to be from amongst them. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al-mursaleen, walhamdulillah.